Senator Lisa Murkowski plans to introduce legislation this week that would establish a national volcano monitoring system. It would include the Alaska Volcano Observatory in Anchorage and Fairbanks. Murkowski announced her intentions on the Senate floor in Washington today. She warned that the U.S. Geological Survey's Volcano Hazards Program is constantly underfunded.
It's because of the inadequate funding and critical importance of this program that I intend to introduce a bill that will provide the funding stability that volcano monitoring needs. This program shows that with a modest investment, a very large benefit can be produced in reducing the impacts of catastrophic events.
Murkowski says her bill would establish a national early warning and monitoring system within the U.S. Geological Survey. Just last month, funding for volcano monitoring came under a high-profile public attack when Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal criticized it during a primetime speech. Jindal delivered the Republican response to President Obama's first address to Congress and criticized funding in the economic stimulus package for, quote, something called volcano monitoring. On the Senate floor today, Murkowski referenced the debate over Jindal's comments.
I think we're all aware that there have been some recent comments made about federal spending for volcano monitoring and the suggestion that perhaps this might be wasteful money, that we don't have any need to be monitoring volcanoes. And I can assure you, Mr. President, that monitoring volcanoes is critically important to the nation, to the world, and particularly to Alaska right now, where, as I say, we are being held hostage by a volcano.
Murkowski's bill to establish a volcano monitoring system will be introduced in the Senate later this week. It would authorize funding the system at $15 million annually.